In this bulletin, New South Wales reiterates its push for more vaccinations as the state reports 199 new locally acquired coronavirus cases. Queensland records 16 new local cases of COVID-19. And in sport, a Belarusian Olympic athlete seeks asylum in Poland. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales has reported 199 new locally acquired coronavirus cases. 36 staff at Westmead Hospital are reportedly in isolation after a vaccinated colleague who worked three shifts last week while infectious tested positive, and two nursing homes are dealing with outbreaks. 53 cases are in intensive care units, 43 of those not vaccinated and 5 in their 20s. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she wants to see restrictions eased on August 29, and she's encouraging people to come forward and get vaccinated.
6 million is the target I want to set by the end of August. We're at 3.9 million. I suspect we'll be at 4 million by the end of the week or in the next few days. And that is a target I'd like to set for New South Wales. And I'm really urging everybody to come forward, to listen to the health advice. If you have any concerns, go through your GP. But please know that the more of us that get vaccinated, the greater chance we have to live freely beyond August 29.
Queensland has recorded 16 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours from just over 34,000 tests, bringing the cluster total to 47. 9 of the new cases are linked to existing outbreaks at various schools in the state, and 5 new cases are household or family contacts of already confirmed cases. Chief Medical Officer Jeanette Young says the best way to deal with the outbreak is to stay home or get vaccinated.
That's why lockdowns work, because we know that the virus can burn out. So please just stay at home. So if you're uncertain, just stay home. And if you need assistance, please, you can ring for help.
Meanwhile, the federal government has confirmed an extra 150,000 AstraZeneca doses are being delivered to Queensland for immediate use. Around 2,500 frontline Qantas and Jetstar employees will be stood down for an estimated 2 months in response to ongoing COVID-19 outbreaks. The stand down is a temporary measure to deal with a significant drop in flying caused by COVID-19 restrictions in Greater Sydney, with no job losses expected. Qantas says the decision will affect domestic pilots, cabin crew and airport workers, mostly in New South Wales, but also in other states given the nature of airline networks. Victoria has reported 4 new local COVID-19 cases as residents along the state's northern border prepare for a bubble crackdown. All cases are linked to Victoria's current outbreaks and were in isolation for their entire infectious period. It comes as Victoria bans non-essential travel from New South Wales from 11:59pm tonight. Travel will only be allowed for 6 reasons, including medical care, compassionate purposes, work, education, playing sport or getting vaccinated. Turning to sport, and the Belarusian Olympic team has left Tokyo. However, athlete Kristina Szymanowska was not among them. The sprinter plans to seek asylum in Poland after alleging that her team's officials tried to force her to fly home, where she feared she wouldn't be safe. Szymanowska has received a humanitarian visa from the Polish embassy in Tokyo, according to a Polish foreign ministry official. The Belarusian Sports Solidarity Foundation, an activist group that is helping the runner, said she will fly to Warsaw on August 4. The situation escalated after Szymanowska made critical comments towards Belarusian officials managing the team in Tokyo, setting off backlash in state-run media back home. The 24-year-old athlete says her Olympic team tried to remove her from Japan, but she refused to board a flight and instead approached police for help. In a filmed message distributed on social media, she also asked the International Olympic Committee for assistance. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees is in contact with her, and International Olympic Committee spokesperson Mark Adams says the committee has a duty of care.
If there is a criminal matter, then that is a matter for the police. So that really is beyond our remit. If there's a criminal action that's taken place, then that needs to be looked into.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a possible shower, 17. Adelaide, showers, 14. Melbourne, a few showers, 13 degrees. Hobart, late showers, also 13. Canberra, showers easing, 11. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, 22. Brisbane, a late shower or two, 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, also sunny, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.